From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces battled their way into Mosul city's limits Tuesday, seizing control of state television facilities. Lieutenant Ali Abdul Karim said once an area is encircled, they block any entries and exits to keep suicide bombers at bay, and they search houses, buildings, and factories for Islamic State fighters while freeing families. The two-week Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and is approaching the city from different directions to cut off escape routes. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said they're being boxed in with few options.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul. And the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said Tuesday it appears IS defenders are preparing to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian life and injury to civilians.
Special U.S. anti-terror envoy Brett McGurk told VOA he's optimistic about the Mosul operation, but called for patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Nigeria's president met Tuesday with Niger Delta officials as a way to try to end a wave of attacks on the country's vital oil pipelines. Regional leaders demanded the army pull out of the region and spend more on development. The attacks have cut the West African country's oil output, driving it into recession. This is VOA News. Democrats.